Of course, we've taken in the whole county. The county and the city's all the same thing now.
I didn't know that.
It's one of the few in the United States. Jacksonville's one. Memphis, I think, is one. I'm not sure.
I think Nashville takes in all of
Nashville, maybe. We took in the whole county because it was overlapping services from the county and city government. Mm-hmm. Two tax collectors, two everything. So now it's one. Didn't save any money, but they say they claim it's a better service. I don't know whether it's true or not. It's controversial, but people it's there. We got it. So you're asking the population, I'd say in the city now, including Muskogee County, is somewhere around 190.
That's big.
And there's 30 over the river in Phoenix City. And of course, Fort Benning's in another county right over the Upatore Creek. And you can't tell how many down there. It varies. Anywhere from 10 to 40,000. It all depends on whether they build it up or not.
Fort Benning is not in Muskogee County?
No, it's in the Lake County.
Which county?
Isn't that funny?
I shouldn't have asked.
Chattahoochee.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Good gracious, lie. I know that well, no whole name. Just can't think sometimes. So it started growing. And the money, the payroll from Ford helped out remarkably. Then we had some enterprising people here that brought in the industry. And we got our airfield out here. That was a, we were left off, way back on, we were on the western part of the state. We weren't in the central part. So we didn't get much. The state didn't care much about us, because we were serving Alabama and Georgia, and the state didn't want to put up Georgia tax money for the Alabama people and all that kind of thing. So we were more or less left off, particularly in the railroads and the roads. We've gotten back on the now. It's taken 100 years to get decent roads. Just got one to Atlanta, I-85. And it took us till last year to get that road. Imagine that.
There
was one pretty good road, not too bad, but we were. So when the airplanes started coming in here, we got our airport out there, and I was president of that Columbus Airlines. And we determined we wasn't going to be left off. So about 15 of us put up the money and built that thing out there. Not the airport, but I mean the airplane company, feeder lines. So of course we lost it all, but that was all right. It was just a contribution to get started, rather than wait 5 more years. So it's paid off. We've got 3 airlines coming in here, but I think one of them's quit. Eastern's quit because they had a new law about 2 years ago that you could cut off lines and put them on if you, without too much permission. So they said they wasn't making any money out of it, and they cut it off. I think they'll come back someday. All depends on the growth of Fort Benning.
I should think that would generate a lot of interest.
Anyway, that shows a little growth, and we were. Got an active Chamber of Commerce here, and I don't, personally, I'd rather the town stay about like it is. We have all entertainment we need. Atlanta's close enough, you can get up there an hour and a half now.
Well, it took 3 hours on the bus, but I guess the bus doesn't rush.
Well, it all depends on where you're going, where you're starting from. So
went through Newnan, went through Manchester.
I think our town is a good one. It's laid out properly. Of course, the original part of the town is in square blocks. Not square blocks, but rectangles. And then, of course, the roads that led out, it's built up around those, and that spoiled that pattern a little bit. But we've got broad streets, plenty of trees. We're rebuilding our historical section, the old original part. And it's just going like a house of fire down there. In fact, there's hardly any places you can buy now. It was terribly run down, but now it's jammed up.
Is this an older section?
No. Oh, this was out in the country.
Oh, uh-huh.
Oh, gee.